This is the emergency broadcast system. This is not a test. Repeat, this is not a test. Citizens are advised to take the following steps. Stay alert to news media events or local emergency alert notifications. Avoid contact with the infected. If evacuation is impossible, move indoors and initiate in-place sheltering. Use a gas mask, or if none are available, cover your mouth and nose with a clean cloth that has been soaked with a solution of 1 cup water and 1 tablespoon of baking soda. Also, cover bare skin and make sure that cuts and abrasions are covered. If exposed, remove clothes and seal in a plastic bag. Immediately wash off using copious amounts of warm, soapy water or a diluted 10-to-1 bleach solution. Since biological agents are being used to combat the outbreak, be sure to shut the windows and air intake vents to your shelter. If possible, stay upwind from the source of biological agents. Seek medical attention as quickly as possible after coming into contact with the infected or a biological agent. If evacuated, do not return home until local authorities say it is safe. Upon arriving home, open up all the windows and doors to provide natural ventilation. Do not attempt to try mechanical ventilation, such as electric fans, as an explosive threat may be present. Find out from local authorities how to clean up your land and property. Discard food and water supplies that were impacted by the hazardous material contamination. This is the emergency broadcast system.
Hello and welcome to a belated Balls Out No Flops. I'm joined by Morten Paragon. I'm Larry Floyd and this is an emergency podcast. We're checking out what's happening in the game at the moment because everything's gone, as they say in the classics. And I think it was Dickens that said this, cunty booby. The whole fucking thing's turned upside down.
That was in A Christmas Carol.
It was, wasn't it? It was. Going back to Scrooge and Norbert Colin.
That's it.
Yeah. Morten Paragon, how are you, mate? You all right? You're surviving these extraordinary times?
Dark times.
Dark, insane times.
Dark times.
Of NRL. Nothing like I've ever experienced before.
It's just the game that keeps offering up to the controversy gods. Remember in the 70s, what did they call a talk show on Sunday mornings?
Controversy Corner.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now we need a fucking controversy.
They had no controversies then.
We need a controversy fucking avenue now.
Yeah.
We don't need a corner. It's
a promenade. Controversy promenade.
Transit way.
Yeah.
We got just controversy coming out of our ass.
Oh, it's insane. All right. So we thought we'd do a special one because we got no Ray Carney. His whereabouts are unknown.
I did read that inflation in Turkey is 80%.
Yeah, that could be it. So he could be selling his hairy ass in the back of Islamabad. I figure that's near Turkey.
Not even close.
Yeah, well, doesn't matter. He knows what I mean.
You know what you're doing. We know what you're doing.
Yeah. Anyway, Ray, if you need a hand, give us a call.
So, about this time last year,
yep.
The big controversy was the St. George barbecue.
That's right. Yes.
It's almost the 1 year anniversary of the St. George, the Paul Vaughan St. George. Fuck you, COVID barbecue.
Vaughangate, I call it.
Which derailed St. George.
Derailed them.
They were hardly on the rails. But
like an old wheat train, like an old wheat wagon.
Included classics like Matt Dufty running down the street and hiding behind cars.
And getting caught.
Guys coming back because they left shit while the cops were still there.
And Jack DeBellin hiding under the bed.
Yeah. So... And somehow that ends up a Paul Vaughan at the fucking Bulldogs. But I digress. But now, this seems like small potatoes. This is nothing.
What is going on?
So, before we get into the Manly thing,
yeah.
Can I just point out that what we're talking about here is two very, very small strips on the Manly uniform. We're talking like they look like they're about a centimetre wide.
Yeah, yeah.
Rainbow strips.
I know.
around a massive points bet logo.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is what's caused
the irony
this,
is
this is what's caused palpable, all this shit, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Now, let's start with. For those of you who haven't heard, we've got a lot of overseas listeners. The Manly Warringah side in the NRL have chosen to wear a pride jersey with a very small rainbow band going around.
Motif,
you call it. Okay. But this has upset some of the Pacifica players who have been named. And they have decided to stand down. Up to 7 players have decided to stand down because they are very Christian and they feel that this goes against their beliefs.
Stand down in a game where Manly are playing the Roosters. Both teams are equal 8th. It's a pretty big game.
It's a massive game and has a huge bearing on both sides' finals hopes.
Mm.
So, who's in the wrong? Who's in the right?
It starts with the club.
Right.
It starts with the club clearly not communicating to the players what their intentions were behind closed doors and at least letting their grievances be heard.
Grievances.
Privately.
Yeah.
When it appears what happens, no matter what you think of the player's stance, is they saw pictures of Reuben Garrick, Cherry Evans and Foran posing in these jerseys. And then realised the expectation was they'd wear these jerseys.
I'm surprised they knew what they fucking represented, yeah. To be honest.
Yeah. So number one in order,
yeah.
Clearly the club did not communicate their intentions to the playing group or did not do it appropriately.
Yeah.
I think that's, no matter what you think of their player's stance, I think that's clear.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you've got the players just making this very public stance very quickly. So they don't seem to have gone back to get informed at this point. They've just decided, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
Again, whether it's right or wrong, for anyone to be surprised about this in an NRL club.
Mm. Well, I'm here to tell you. You might be surprised, Morton. I'm here to tell you whether I think it's right or wrong on both issues.
Okay. And then you've got
the
club sending Des Hasler.
Oh.
Now, listeners, you know I've got significant beef with Des Hasler.
Yeah.
The man who I think destroyed my club, the Bulldogs.
Eviscerated them and fucked the organs in canopic jars.
But it was not his role, his place, his responsibility to get out in front of this the next day.
Mm.
And do the apology.
No, not at all.
He is the coach of a football team. That was a management job.
Mm.
And the management of the Manly team have just disappeared and they rolled out the club captain, Cherry Evans, and Des Hasler, the coach.
Who both said they volunteered to be out there.
They shouldn't have needed to.
No.
Because this was a club issue.
Oh, it was a fuck up. It was a fuck up. Look, this.
So if this was the Bulldogs, as bad as we've been run, are we putting Mick Potter, or you know, if it was still Trent Barrett out there, or if, as much as I don't like him, Phil Gould would probably deal with it, right?
Oh yeah,
but they put the coach out there.
Yeah,
like that was odd as well.
That was weird, wasn't it?
That was weird. And not what he said. I thought most of what he said was pretty good, but. What's he doing there? Like, what's going on at this place?
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, let's start with what we think about what's happening there.
Remember, this is not a new thing, right? Like, Sonny Bill Williams, when he was playing Union 4 or 5 years ago, refused to wear a Banks logo on his jersey.
Yeah. It's a betting, right?
Yeah, there's been cricketers like Hashim Amla from South Africa who's a Muslim who didn't want to wear alcohol sponsorship on his shirt.
Yeah, same with Usman Khawaja.
Yeah, but this is not a new thing that players decide they don't want to wear certain things, right?
Okay.
Always amuses me a bit, some of the things, when they do wear things, like sports betting companies.
Yeah, points bet.
Destroy people's lives.
Yeah, exactly. Gambling fucking can ruin more lives than glory holes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a direct quote from
So Dickens. I think there's a lot of fault there. A lot of blame. Go. Yeah,
okay. First of all, I've got an issue with the with the actually having to put the logo on the jersey, well, the colours, I think inclusivity is implied in rugby league and all sports. No one's out there, you know, saying that we're against anything.
Mm.
It's you're inclusive. You put the jersey on. Doesn't matter what you fucking who you are, what you do. You're part of that community, and especially that part of that club community, right? So you're included. Why do we have to go out of our way to include special fucking
ironically,
niche groups?
They don't feel that now.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't exactly. feel that now.
I think it's the worst thing you can do is just fucking make the, you know.
Let's remember this is the club that the great Ian Roberts played at for a big chunk of his career.
That's true. Wow. And I knew Ian very well. Well, pretty well. I used to run behind him. In our school team, I just run behind him and hope he just offloaded because he's just like a fucking, he's like Nelson from The Simpsons. He's just barreling cunts over and occasionally he'd flick the ball out and he'd score. But look, you know, what's the actual point? I get that.
Tokenism?
To me, it's, yeah, I think it's more than that though. I think it's marketing. I think they're trying to get a part of
if it's the marketing, community. Fuck, it's failed marketing.
Yeah.
They have absolutely, it's terrible marketing. Hmm.
We'll see tomorrow, though. I think it's going to be interesting because that game is going to be in Paddington, right? It's at the SCG. So that is, for those of you who don't know, the SCG Paddington area is ground zero for the gay community. Okay? So I got an issue with just having to have that whole thing in, you know, this statement about inclusivity because I think everyone's included regardless.
Then why do we have women's round? Why do we
ironically it is women's round. We haven't heard shit about it.
Why do we have Indigenous round?
Yeah, that's right. Do we need it?
What happens if a player next year says they don't want to play in Indigenous round?
Yeah.
Exactly. Or women's round.
Yeah.
Or whatever bloody round. Like
so for me.
Do you know what? It's not. It's at 4 points.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's in
right.
Manly.
That's right.
Mm.
Well, that's
that, now, the players have been told today, the seven, to not come because they worry about their safety.
Well, let's talk about that, shall we?
They're getting paid by this club. They're meant to be playing football.
They should be docked and that money should go to a gay charity. Yeah. That's what should fucking happen.
Yeah, that's
all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to rub it in their faces. Now, I have a huge issue with religion. Huge.
Many.
Massive.
Long-standing.
Massive, oh, yeah, long-standing feud with God.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he or she knows that when the day
non-binary
comes, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to fuck him up.
That's a big statement.
It is. he knows. He knows.
Or she.
He or she.
Mm.
So let's go back to fucking the colonial roots of this.
Mm.
Now, these Pacific Island folks who are deeply infirmed in their entrenched in their culture, would never have come across this religion, this this Abrahamic religion, okay, from the Middle East. They never would have come across it unless they were colonized and enslaved, right? And then that was forced upon them by their white oppressors. And now they've taken that.
Right? Extreme.
Made it their own, and they actually believe it.
Mm.
They believe that there's a big bully that lives in the sky that's got you on probation for your whole life.
Who doesn't like gay people?
Who doesn't like gay people? Yet invented them.
I can't believe we haven't heard from Israel Folau.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the smugness on his fucking melon?
Got to be lurking.
Smuggest melon in the southern hemisphere. Now,
you know it'd be a power move if he turns up to the game tomorrow.
If he turns up to the game in one of those jerseys. If this is just a big ploy to get him back into rugby league, he runs on for Manly.
This, to me, you step back from it, it's just so badly done from the very conception of this idea. Did anyone know the day before this was announced that this was even happening? It's like a brain fart. It's just a not thought through idea. No one's been consulted. Players have got their noses out of joint. Coaches have been left out to explain the club's deficiencies.
Yeah.
Fan bases have been ripped apart. As you said, an implied inclusiveness has now gone out the door.
That's right. It's gone.
There will now be, without a doubt, next year, an absolute demand that there's a pride round. It'll become a must.
Okay, tell me how that's going to work. I know the AFL have one.
Yep.
How many Pacific Islanders do they have?
None.
Zero, mm-hmm. right? Okay, fucking zero. That means 50% of the NRL will be sitting, up to 50% could be sitting out a particular round, right? You'd love to be playing Penrith that week.
Yeah.
They'll have like four cunts on there.
Make me and
fucking 13 cunts on the sideline.
Yeah.
This, just bringing your fucking archaic primal beliefs into football.
Why do we care what any rugby league player believes?
Yeah, that's right.
Why are we interested?
And why are we interested in what any rugby league fan chooses to do? That's none of our fucking business.
Real inclusion. I was talking with Mrs. Paragon last night.
Yeah.
Real inclusion.
You're back on speaking terms.
Yeah. It took a while. Of any group in society, true inclusion is when you don't have to do anything.
Exactly. It's equality, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to mention anything.
You just accept.
Yeah.
And it just blends.
Pass the duchy on the left-hand side.
That's just equality, mate. It's every time, to me, you're almost singling people out with some of these things.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I mean, there's no need for it.
I find it quite antiquated in some ways, the idea of it. I'm just astounded that, like, flop to me, the Manly club, the way they rolled this out was just a debacle from start to finish.
It's insane, isn't it?
It's fucking so if they didn't see this coming, they're so clueless. It could have been a real moment if they actually succeeded and pulled this night off and somehow got these players to agree to it, right? I guess that could have been a good moment. Instead, they just fucked it from start to finish. Fucked it. They're just such a two-bit organisation.
That's right.
They have a garbage truck on their hill at the start of the year. Let's just remember that.
So let's go back to the players not being told to stay away for the night. Mm. What? You've got these 200-pound fucking NRL players scared of who exactly?
Yeah, I know.
If we're led to believe,
and they've been told to stay away, fuck off. They want to stay away. Mm. And how about the fact you're under contract to play football, you pricks?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, rugby league was sponsored by cigarette companies, alcohol companies, gambling companies now. Every vice you can imagine in society pretty much has had a crack at sponsoring this game.
Mm.
That's all good, right?
Yeah.
Please.
It's insane, and it's just it's brought up all this shit that's, you know, it's all this social injustice, right?
It's brought up class divide too.
Education divide
in this city.
Yeah,
in the city of Sydney, it's showing up the class and education divide because we know where most of these boys went to school and grew up.
Yeah,
and that's true. Nowhere near where the people live who thought up this idea.
No, that's right.
And there is a divide, which I guess mainstream media doesn't acknowledge very often, because I can guarantee you about three or four of these boys are from Minto.
Yep.
And no one gives a fuck about Minto in the media.
Yeah, that's right. Minto's fucking this no man's it. Land. It's like World War I.
Josh Alloway, who's one of these players, he was on the front page of the News Corp Telegraph earlier this year because he was from the same area where all that, when all the gang stuff was on, where people getting stabbed at Easter shows. He was on the front page pleading for these kids to settle down because he was basically one of the old boys.
Yeah.
That's where he's from.
Well, let's look at the fucking hypocrisy. What does the Bible say about tattoos? All right.
Weak at my Bible tattoo references.
Okay. You shall not make gashes in your flesh for the dead. This is Leviticus 19:28.
Leviticus. I need to read it again.
Yeah, it comes in two-ply now. You shall not make gashes in your flesh for the dead or incise any marks on yourself. Okay. So, there
your whole
you go.
Name down your leg.
Yeah. Exactly, or the year you were born on the front of your fucking thighs, or all that tribal shit that you're so proud of, all over your arms. And okay, but you're not supposed to do it.
Mm.
So that's fucking irony. Also, there's a this really good quote about slaves in the Bible. Have you read this one? Let me just get that up for you. Okay. Ephesians 6:5-8. Slaves, be obedient to your human masters with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to Christ. Okay? So you've got to not only be obedient, you have to tremble when your master comes along. So it endorses slavery.
Your non-tattooed ass should be trembling.
You shouldn't be tattooed. It endorses slavery. You can't eat shellfish, any lobster, crab, that sort of thing. I know crab's big in the Pacifica community. But it says kill all gays. And it says nothing about fucking pedophiles. It's, you know, bang as many kids as you want, basically.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the Bible about it.
Particularly if you're wearing a robe.
So, you know, my point is, this is a fucking archaic tome written by people that didn't know where the sun went at night.
Yep.
We have gone beyond that. Yep. Most of us.
Yep. It was perpetuated through stained glass windows because no one could fucking read.
Yeah, exactly.
To get those stories across.
Yeah.
I think this is our new theological podcast.
Yeah, so join us.
Thouest balls may flop.
Well, thou's balls.
Manly, you get my flop for the next 3 weeks. You're a fucking debacle. Just what a shit show from start to finish. Can you really see this team coming back together?
No, I think there's a massive divide now.
Football-wise, I can't see this team.
These seven players have cost their team any chance at a final.
So if we roll back to the games, right, let's just seamlessly roll. They lost 20-6 to Saints, which is a bit of an upset, right? Ben out in the slop there, it was piss and rain out at Jubilee. Yeah. Ben Hunt scores a couple of tries. That puts Saints equal with Manly on. So there's Saints, Manly, Raiders, Roosters are all equal at the moment, right?
Saints, Manly, Raiders, Roosters.
And Manly and the Roosters play each other this week. Suddenly that becomes an even bigger loss when you think they're probably going to get pounded this week too. Oh, yeah.
Ironically, they're going to get their asses pounded. This is the irony here.
By which team?
By the Cocks. The Roosters.
There you go.
And the Roosters. They had so much foresight. I don't know if you remember this, but, you know, a good 10 years ago, they had Siemens on their jersey. Do you remember that? The sponsor was Siemens?
Hard to forget.
Yeah.
Hard to forget. Once you've seen it.
I remember being in the Burrow.
It's hard to forget.
Chanting, Siemens on your jersey. You got Siemens on your jersey.
Flop, Manly.
Yeah, flop, flop.
Very obscure. What's that one when we're doing the Swedish harvest? What is that one? What is that one? It's just like that.
Turning down the wrong one.
That's what she said. Eels 14, Broncos 36, 6-3. This was an Eels home game. I think they're your second favourite team, the Broncos. They've gone top four.
Yeah, I'm liking.
They've jumped the storm.
How good was Reno?
Reno's a killer. How good was Payne Haas?
Payne Haas, a killer too.
Oof. How about this? They're 12-6, the Broncos. Last year they won 7 games the whole year.
Yeah.
7-17. That's quite the turnaround.
Fucking A.
And really, it's the only change in personnel is Capewell and Reynolds.
Yeah. Capewell of Glory Hole fame.
Yes.
So do his teammates not play with him? Because this is publicly known that he was in a Glory Hole porn where there was a man on the other side.
Yes.
That he stuck his penis through, for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure all our listeners know what a glory hole is, but I'm going to explain it anyway because I think it's funny.
Wow.
One man, a man on one side sticks his penis through a hole and can't see who's on the other side, and the person on the other side sucks said penis. This happened.
Was this in Ephesians?
Yeah, it's Ephesians 2:5-8. Thou shalt not glory all.
You picked some obscure books from the Bible, I got to say.
Well, okay, I got fucking sidetracked on glory holes, as I do. But I'm just saying the irony is that his guys play with him.
Yes.
And he's glory holed it.
He's actually done it. Well, that was interesting. I did read, you know, in reference to the Manly thing, you get guys who beat up their wives.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll still play with them.
Yeah.
That's pretty
wild. And they'll probably still do it too.
Now, I'm watching this Broncos game.
Yeah.
And Flegler comes on. And he's very blonde and pasty.
Yeah.
And it made me think of Ben Hannett.
Okay, yeah.
And then
great Lebanon representative.
Then I started thinking, looking at Dearden in the Tractors game.
Yeah.
And then I started looking at Tom Gilbert in the Tractors game. It's all these blonde Aryan motherfuckers up in Queensland.
What about Cohen Hess?
Cohen Hess.
He's even got the name.
Is this where the Nazis went after World War II?
North Queensland.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is. Without a shred of evidence, other than a few blonde guys, I will 100% back you on that.
Cohen Hess. Yeah, Thomas Hess. Flegler.
Yeah.
This is some...
Flegler.
Mate, they didn't go to Argentina.
No.
They went to Gympie.
Gympie.
Hello
to our listeners in Gympie.
I suggest to you strongly that in the late 40s, as the populate and perish, Arthur Corwell, also famous for Two Wongs Don't Make a White, but I haven't got time for that now.
That's actually a name of a porn.
Arthur Corwell, as he brought in this policy, I suggest that many a Nazi fled to the fair state of Queensland.
Yeah.
And now...
to Gympie, the Paris of the Atherton Tablelands.
Do you know once I had a job for a while at Airlie Beach driving the tourist bus, the minibus?
I had no fucking idea, no.
And all I did the whole time was just swerve all over the road because I liked running over cane toads and hearing tourists in the back of the bus scream.
Ah, well, yeah.
But I just had this double thing.
Brilliant.
Eh.
Brilliant.
There's a few blondes there too.
Yeah. I bet you got your fucking knob polished a couple of times.
Yes, certain fashion. So, Nazis.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with you.
And what else? What other game would they play?
There's no other game for them.
There's no game. They're not playing fucking AFL.
How could they play AFL?
It's got no structure.
No.
What are Nazis like?
They love structure.
Did you see them march?
Like yes.
One boot, other boot. What about through the Arc de Triomphe? No? 41. That was quite the march by.
They like uniforms.
They like uniforms.
They love marching.
Hitler Youth. They like to train together.
Yeah, exactly.
They like to fight together.
Yeah.
And who do they pick on? The weakest. And that's their absolute premise of rugby league.
So Parramatta are the weakest is what I'm getting out of this.
Anyway.
You could be right.
I could be right. Now, Para's problem for Para fans, there's two problems. Three problems. One, very inconsistent.
Oh, God.
Two, when they're bad, they're really fucking bad.
Yeah.
But they've got a gun roster, in my opinion. But leading into this game, suddenly there's speculation that Brad Arthur's getting shopped to another Sydney club. I presume it could only be the Tigers or the Bulldogs, and the Tigers have been sorted, so I'm assuming he was getting shopped to the Bulldogs, possibly St. George, because there's a bit of griff rumours.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Would you take Brad Arthur?
Fuck that guy.
Cornholio?
I used to see him jogging up at Borco. I nearly swerved the car a few times to hit him.
Oh, shit.
I don't like you, Arthur. You know, anyone of two first names. That's been a pretty staunch fucking theory of mine.
John Shaunson?
Yeah, not happy. And there was also some death threats to Mitchell Moses.
Was that round?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Some online trolls who got arrested.
That was from his family.
That was 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, they live in Chilora. So those two things probably combined too. I mean, who hasn't threatened Mitch Moses?
Yeah. I do it daily.
So
that's my mantra.
Broncos, good.
Yeah, Broncos are good. I look forward to knocking them out in the finals.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah, I think so. Well, let's move on. Let's do another one.
Just having a look. Para play Penrith this week. At Para. Ooh. Friday night. No, but that's always a good game.
Yeah, that's true.
That's always a good game.
Yeah.
And the Broncos play the West Tigers. We'll get to you later, West Tigers. All right, Saints Manly we've done. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
I did feel bad about it because I reckon he's surprisingly become a really good fullback. Cody Ramsey, did you see that injury?
Yeah, that was fun.
Because he's all right at fullback.
He's got Speedy Gonzalez tattooed on his leg.
Yes.
I give him points for that.
Yes.
Anyone with a Looney Tunes tattoo.
Yes, I think he should get more.
Yeah.
I'd like a Foghorn Leghorn on his left ass cheek.
And your left nut. Miss Prissy.
Miss Prissy. I was going to ask who that chick was. I couldn't remember.
Miss Prissy.
Then we get to the Knights.
I see, boy.
Motherfuckers. I'm going to start at the end with this thing. Because this Adam O'Brien, I don't like this guy.
You don't, do you?
So they lose 42 to. They're winning 12-0.
Mm.
No, 8. What the fuck were they? No. That's wrong.
Doesn't matter.
They were down in the semi. Like, it's 42 to 12. You think that's bad, right?
Mm.
In the 73rd Generally. Minute, it was 8-0. They only scored in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, really, it was a bigger fucking pounding. It's at home. How many times has Newcastle just been absolutely defiled at home this year?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they got no fucking respect for their home fans.
Nah.
So, 42 to 12, but they score their 12 in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Adam O'Brien, press conference. The last 10 minutes, we let the shackles off a little bit and played a little bit of footy, which we'd planned to do. What?
Okay. What? So what was the first 70 minutes of softening up period?
What? It was 42 to 2. You dick.
70 minutes of softening up and then 10 minutes of play.
Did he send the drinks boy out? Let the shackles off? Yeah. Clem? Clem?
Shackle.
Unshackle Clem?
De-shackle Clem.
Clem? I, with a very good friend of ours, who's almost invisible at this point, a Knights fan.
Oh, yeah.
We were trying to wager after Origin that Kalen Ponga, who starred in Origin 3, we were trying to find someone who'd take the bet that he would not play more than 2 games the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And he's pretty much ruled himself out for the year now.
Yeah. That kind of gets concussed.
No wonder no one to take the fucking bet. Kiri's back.
Yep.
Now, we'll get to Latrell of South and the impact he's having. But Luke Kiri is a big in for the Roosters.
Yeah. Man.
Everything runs through him.
One slight knock, though, he's fucked.
Correct. Correct. But, you know, and suddenly Suali, Tupo, all these blokes.
Suali,
they,
fuck, he's
they
good.
Will start looking. Manu, they can all play in their proper positions, and they're getting good ball.
I'd fuck Walker off.
Luke Kiri's a gun.
Walker's okay, but Manu's fucking great.
Yeah.
Jack Gibson said get your best 13 on the field.
He did. Walker's there as a bit of... The kid's... He's a teenager, you know. They're hoping this kid's going to be the halfback forever.
I'm hoping he eats a steak soon.
Yeah. And...
fucking...
Just a little bit of fucking sun. Like, how you're playing outdoor sport. How can you be that pale?
He never plays in day games, you notice? Maybe he's the undead. He's a vampire.
We had a lot of conversation about vampires today.
Probably. Really?
I don't
Have you seen Let the Right One In?
I don't want to get... No.
That's probably one of my favourite modern vampire films.
Well, I can't at the moment because, you know, I'm in the middle of an Al Pacino film festival. It's just self-proclaimed.
No, I know why you can't, because you get scared at night. You have to leave the nightlight on. That's why you can't.
I mean, it's self-proclaimed. I didn't even see it coming myself, Al Pacino film festival.
Well, you know, Paul's respect. Firstly, respect, but Paul Sorvino died.
Yeah, Goodfellas, man. They're dropping. The Goodfellas are dropping.
Yeah, that's true.
Ray Liotta,
Paul Sorvino. And I was looking up the ages of all this very important and classic group of actors that's gone through, that's done all the mob stuff that we've grown up with. De Niro's 78. Pacino's 80, 82, I think. Wow. 81 or 82. Pesci's nearly 80.
Pesci.
Okay, so these guys are going to start dropping off soon.
You just said Pesci because you know he's my favourite.
I know.
Joe Fish.
De Niro's, as far as mob, I guess De Niro's my favourite. And then you got the cast. Paulie Walnuts died.
We've got a lot of
mobsters dying. And this is our era of mob. So those are younger actors. Who can fill that? Who's going to do that? Michael Fassbender?
Fassbender. I don't rate him.
James McAvoy?
I don't fucking know him.
Exactly. both fine Who's actors. They're both Scottish. Guy? They're both Scotsmen.
Fucking Ewan McGregor?
Ewan McGregor as a mobster.
Yeah. Joel Edgerton?
Bah. Please.
Yeah, fuck off. So the Knights, my suggestion this week would be to let the shackles off earlier. Maybe 20 to go.
Yeah.
Just try it at them.
Maybe just have the first half softening up.
How about this? How about we just go, you know what? Fuck it. We've only won five games this year. Boys, no shackles.
No shackles.
Shackle free.
Shackle.
Actually, don't do it this week because you're playing the Bulldogs.
Shackleton.
Shackle this week. Shackle the shit out of them this week. After that, they can...
Shackle the shit out of them.
After that. Are the Roosters going to make noise in the finals, sir?
They'll end not with a bang, but with a whimper.
That's what I thought all year.
T.S. Eliot.
But I'm very interested now.
Who's going to do it for him?
You know I've always been a big Keary man.
You are a big Keary man. I reckon if they shelve Walker, like stick him up someone's ass.
Yeah, like that. And then, that's got to be Jared's ass.
Yeah, JWH.
Yeah.
And then put Manu into the halves. It's possible then.
Yeah, that would be the right decision.
Yeah, but until then,
play Keary half. Mate, Keary half, Manu 5'8". You got Suwali, you got Teddy.
Yeah.
I'm suddenly scared of that team.
Yeah.
Fucking scared of that team.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
If they can do that.
And the running 5'8 has made such a comeback.
Running 5'8's great.
Yeah, it's really made a comeback, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some really good ones around. All right. Game three?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Raiders. They were down 14-0 against the Warriors.
Yeah.
They were getting fucked.
That was interesting.
It was half time. And then the Warriors didn't score another bloody point.
Mm.
26 straight for the Raiders. Now, let's just get to it, man. Corey Huira-Naira scores a try.
Mm.
He scored a couple. He scores a try. And Ricky Stewart tears his calf muscles.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Come on, is that not the best shit ever?
That was pretty good. Coming from old man. Yeah. I empathise with you, Ricky.
Because
we're the same age, Ricky and I.
He took it well, I thought, actually.
Yeah, he did.
Jack Whiten, I didn't know he could even kick a ball.
Mm.
He's 40-20 in the balls out of it.
Twice.
And he scored off both.
So that's an 80-40. Really?
That's a big kick. So the Raiders are one of these teams coming ninth. This is your Manly St. George Roosters Raiders conundrum.
On their day, they're good, but I don't think Whiten's their big playmaker.
They play the Storm this Friday.
That'll be great if they can knock them over.
Friday night's good, you know. It's Raiders Storm at 6, Para Penrith.
You know what we should do? Let's get fucked up. Fucked up, really.
Can we put our pride jerseys on?
Yes. I'll put my pride underpants on.
Is that the one where the balls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fly's eyes, that we call it.
So Thursday night, you got Manly Roosters. It's now must watch.
Yeah.
And also, just something to look out for, people. Hearing rugby league commentators and pundits try and navigate this issue is fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, it's just great. And then Friday, you've got it's Warriors Storm. That's bullshit. No, it's not Raiders, it's Warriors. Yeah. But it's over there. That could be all right, actually, over in New Zealand. Who have the Raiders got then? Silly pricks. Oh, they got the Titans. They start me on those cunts.
Titans.
Two things for the Raiders, real quick. One, they seem to play at the standard of whoever they play.
Mm.
They play a shit team. They kind of play shit.
Yeah.
If they play one of the top teams, they generally play very, very well. That's point number one. I don't know if you agree with that one. Point number two. Thank you. Your non-committal agreement is accepted. Point number two, I don't think the style of football the Canberra Raiders play is sustainable for a whole season.
I don't think the style of football they play can be named a style.
Yeah. it's just so boring up their guts.
Yeah.
It's just grind. There's very little backline stuff.
Grind. Fifth tackle. Four tackle, swing it, see what happens.
Yeah.
Fifth tackle, put it up.
Yeah. It's very uninventive, and I think players, the forward pack just wears down over the year.
Yeah.
And I think think about even when Canberra have been good, by the end of the year, they seem to be running out of steam. The Ricky Stewart Raiders I'm talking about, obviously, the Ricky Stewart era Raiders.
Yeah.
That's my theory on them. The way they play really isn't going to win a comp.
No way.
Like, they're obviously not going to win a comp this year, but even when they were at their peak a couple of years ago.
They're about three superstars shy of a comp.
Yeah. Jack Whiten's hair, fix your do.
Oh, God.
Fuck the interview at the end. It looked like you just had someone else's fucking toupee on top of your head. Mm. It was just fucked up.
I used to work on the council, cleanup. And, you know, whenever you got a suitcase, you'd open it up. Because sometimes, once fucking opened it up, right? Full of firecrackers.
Bang.
Full of fucking bangers, 20 shots, Roman candles, the unreal shit.
How good's that?
Yeah. Once I opened it up.
That would have been good if you put it in the crusher.
No. That was gold, man. We were fighting over that. And once I opened it up, it was fucking full of Jack White and fucking toupees. It was seriously full of fucking wigs. So Jack White, you look like fucking council tip.
Council pick-up wigs, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what you're wearing.
You got a council pick-up wig.
Yeah.
We'll put a firecracker on your head. That'd be more fucking entertaining.
All right.
Spoon Man by Soundgarden. We put that one out to the Manly 7. Panthers 20, Sharks 10. This was a good game.
Yeah.
This was a 4-point game up with 3 minutes to go.
Yeah.
I thought this looked like finals football, man.
Yeah, it was finals come early.
Yeah, I like this. So 4-point margin, 3 minutes to go. Panthers won 9 straight. They were down 10-0 in this thing. Yeah. That is the first time. Now, remember, Penrith are 17-1.
Yeah.
Which is... Actually, I don't think they get enough credit. They're 17-1. Well, that's fucking wild.
This has got me thinking.
Good.
If you want to beat the Panthers,
yes,
do you only have to have a bit of fucking rainbow on your on your body, and they will not touch you?
Yes,
because they have a lot of Pacifica. Do you just have to wear a feathered boa out there? You run out with a feathered boa?
Maybe one player in heels, just to make sure they get the message.
It's got to be a fucking prop too.
It'd be Cherry Evans.
Yeah. Well, actually, I saw Cherry Evans with his stunningly good-looking wife.
He speaks well daily, Cherry Evans.
He does. He's educated. He's private school educated, yeah. Isn't he?
That, at 10-0 early in this game, the 18th game of the year, was the first time Penrith had been behind by double figures.
Mm.
That's fucking insane.
Wheels are falling off.
Done. Penrith have won 25 of the last 26 games at Penrith Park. I refuse to call it whatever it's called.
I don't know what it's called.
Rainbow
Stadium.
Yeah, I thought Craig Fitzgibbon, the Sharks coach, was dead on. It was an execution thing. He basically said, really happy with how hard they went.
Mm.
But when it got to the crunch, Cronulla just couldn't execute the big plays. They're just not quite there yet, right? They haven't got the reps in them yet. But I still think they're looking good.
Yeah.
I still like this Cronulla team to be... Not win the comp, but I think they're going to shake some shit up in fucking, the finals, man.
They're sharp. They're very sharp, and they're a different team under Fitzgibbon.
Yeah.
And they're a different team with Heath Ledger.
Oh, yeah. He's good. Good go.
Yeah.
What about, hasn't he done well slotting in a halfback too?
Yeah.
Nicho Hynes.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty seamless, man.
Mm.
Not bad.
Finucane taking Crichton's ear off? Yeah.
Now, he got 2 weeks for that.
Yeah. I don't mind that because we play him this week. But still, I don't mind it because he took Crichton's ear off too.
It was a head clash, that, wasn't it?
Yeah. What? It was a head clash, end of the year.
Do you think he should have got anything?
Well, under the rules of not making any contact with the head, whether it's accidental, there's time in it.
Crichton's ear looked like a fucking dog had been at it.
Yeah. Looked like when my grandfather put the bowl on my head and cut my hair with my scissors. He fucking chopped a big chunk of my ear out.
Crichton's meant to become the Bulldogs.
You're going to have him.
With Seraldo.
Yeah.
That's what the latest poop is anyway.
That's good poop.
Now, this Penrith team are a fucking juggernaut, man. Are we going to get to the point where it'll be good for them to lose a couple of games in the lead up to the finals?
Well, going back to the Patriots that won every game, I can't remember what year that was.
Well, up to nine straight now, right?
Yeah.
If Penrith go into the final, say, 15 in a row. This happens every year with one team, right? It's quite often Melbourne. There's 15 in a row. To win the comp, it'll have to be 18 in a row. Yeah. This narrative happens. Or is it just probably he's going to rest a few guys some week anyway? But their B team's actually been pretty damn good this year.
Yeah, they'll be resting some guys. But who have they? They've got some hard games coming up.
Well, they've got the Eels this week.
They've got the Eels.
So
then they've got Storm. Then they've got us, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's right.
We got the Raiders.
Raiders will give them a go.
Down in Canberra. Mm. Yeah, they'll give them a go. Then they got the Storm.
And then they got
South. Yeah, so they do have a tough run. Then they got the Warriors, which would be piss easy. So they got three hard games coming up.
Look, great team, but I think the chink in their armour is just if there's a storm and a rainbow breaks out, what are they going to do? They're going to run to the sheds.
They're out here.
Because
you need to be a bit more flamboyant.
Yeah.
Whoever comes eighth, and this is the tactic, whoever comes eighth, could be Manly, ironically.
Should be a lot of yoo-hoos when they're passing the ball. Yoo-hoo!
A lot of that.
Because that's not a
serious first tackle online for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, roll around. Get two guys in there rolling around.
Maybe make it real obvious. Don't even wear your shorts out. Just straight into it.
Fucking hell.
South Sydney, my dear friend, played the Storm.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you enjoyed this game.
I fucking loved it.
5 tries to 2. Alex fucking Johnson.
Beast.
Like, he is clinical, man.
Yeah.
He's like a striker in soccer who doesn't touches the ball 4 times in the fucking game. Gets one chance and just buries it.
Yeah.
That's what Alex Johnson is, man. Yeah,
he's unreal.
You guys were going to get rid of him a couple of years ago.
Yeah, insane.
He was begging to stay.
I'm happy to say that I signed the petition, as did Mrs. Floyd, to keep him. But yeah, this guy fucking can ice a try.
Wow.
He's on the end of a very good back line when we've got Latrell and Cody there.
Little things, too. Just a real subtle in and away for one of the tries in this game. He just knows how to get there, man. He's just got the geometry down now.
You're
giving the ball 10, 15 out, he will get to that line, right? Yeah. He doesn't run over people. He doesn't necessarily run around people.
No.
But he fucking scores.
He gets through them.
He's
fast. Yeah.
Right?
Did you see that the best non-try of the year when Latrell kicked it on the first tackle?
Yep. Yeah, what about Latrell's flick pass?
And that was, no one's given him credit. Latrell kicked it, right? Came off Storm legs, bent over. Latrell's 6'4 or something, bent over, picked it up.
I didn't know he could bend.
Yeah, but from bent position, me who can't bend now, I'm flexible as fucking granite, picked it up and flicked it. All in the one move, kick, pick up, flick.
You notice these things as you get older.
Yeah, you do. I just think of... You notice how people bend and you notice their hair.
See, when you're a young man, you watch sport.
It's not that impressive. Just pass but, you mate, by. If you can bend fast, you're all right in my book.
That boy bent. Did you see that? Did you see that boy bend?
Not only did he bend, he threw a sublime pass at the end of it.
Oh, mate.
And what? I don't think he was that influential either. He had 3 try assists and 3 line breaks.
Here's the thing. So
it
this
saved
is,
a couple.
Storm have now lost 4 in a row. Souths are on the up.
Yeah.
This game was Latrell and Pappenhausen, right?
Yeah.
But obviously Pappenhausen wasn't there, but that's what this game was.
Mm.
Souths are on the up because your fullback is back, he's fresh, he's keen.
He's keen.
He's kicking ass, right? Yeah. And Melbourne have lost all their punch, man.
Mm.
The Melbourne system relies on that fullback, that Billy Slater, that Ryan Pappenhausen.
Exactly.
And he ain't
not
there.
That Nick Meaney.
Not that Nick Meaney. It's the same as it wasn't Jerome Hughes when I used to play him at fullback, right? He was good, but he wasn't quite that good.
And they got an awful limit now,
and
right?
Like, I mean, if anyone remembers last time Melbourne won the comp, Ryan Pappenhausen was doing fucking laps around that Homebush Stadium.
Yeah.
He was that good that night.
Yeah.
They can't. It's not just that it lost 4 in a row. They'll make a run, Melbourne, because they're Melbourne.
Mm.
But they can't win this thing without Pappenhausen.
No. Nah.
Whereas and Souths are suddenly a threat.
Yeah, I think we can win.
I think without Latrell, same applies.
Yeah.
You're just not there. But with that guy,
the other
some of the passes he's throwing are fucking sublime.
Yeah.
They are unbelievable.
He threw a no-look cutout to AJ when he went out and was just...
I've decided for the rest of this year not to hate him.
Oh, well, aren't you something?
Because the hate I hear for this guy is brutal.
Who hates him?
A lot of people. Well,
fuck them.
A lot of people we both know.
Yeah, but if they had him in their team...
Well, a lot of my Bulldogs friends hate him. They didn't like the way he was carrying on the Bulldogs game. And I did say to a couple of them, yeah, but if you signed for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Then he'd be our asshole. Yeah,
and they would have said, ooh.
Yeah, that's exactly. Now, what the fuck this shit? So Melbourne have Pappenhausen, Remus Smith, George Jennings, Xavier Coates are all injured, right? So they just start
Rhodes
hitting
Gallery.
Six weeks out from the semis, they just start hitting up teams. Mm. They tried to get Josh Addo-Carr back from us.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Then they're looking at, they went after Jaden Campbell from the Titans. They went after Reece Walsh from the Warriors, and today they bagged David Nofaluma.
Yeah.
What is this shit?
Yeah, it's fucked, isn't it?
Like, different rules for this team.
Yeah, how can you be allowed to actually fucking take someone from another team
at
this stage?
You don't matter. Just give me the goal to go back for Josh Addo-Carr.
Mm.
Like.
Yeah, that's fucked. I'm so glad the Bulldogs just said, get fucked.
What the fuck's going on here?
I'm sure Addo-Carr would have been interested, though.
He probably would have.
Yeah.
If I was the Bulldogs, I'd say, yeah, you can have him for the rest of this year. Million.
Yeah.
You want him? Pay. Pay
a million,
proper.
A million per game.
Fucking pay. Mm. I put some exorbitant amount on it. It's just about payable. And so if you want him for the rest of this year, here's the price tag.
Yeah.
You fucks. Like, I just don't...
It's fucked, isn't it?
How many teams get ravaged by injuries? And you know what they do? They play on.
Yeah.
I've got to say, particularly last year, fucking Roosters, sure they're 10 fucking times over the salary cap, but they don't do this shit.
No. Last year they had like 8 players out. Yeah. We played fucking
James Tedesco on his own.
Yeah. We played Knights a few rounds ago with 9 first graders out.
But Melbourne,
we didn't go asking.
They start this fucking pillaging.
Yeah.
A lot of pillaging in Leviticus, remember? They start this pillaging shit.
Archelot pillage!
And you end up with David Nofaluma. Fucking enjoy. Enjoy.
Yeah, that's funny.
Tigers fans won't be happy with that. He's a bit of a favourite.
Yeah, but apparently he's on the outer because after his last head knock, he went on the piss quite a bit. And that's a big no-no.
It's a big no-no.
Big no-no.
Don't do that, David. David, what are you thinking?
Souths are on the up, though.
Souths are on the up, mate. They're fun. They're good to watch.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. I'm going to enjoy the South. They're going to be my third favourite team.
Oh, well, there you go.
The Sharks.
Now look at the maturity of you now.
It's all that biblical shit. We got... 2 games to go. 1 is pretty big.
All right. Well, let's do 1, a little musical break, and then we'll come back and finish with the other.
The mighty Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, I don't know if you noticed, Mr. Floyd. But
did I?
They are rejuvenating. There are what the young people call green shoots.
Oh, right.
Green shoots. I don't know if it's the rain. I don't know if it's Phil Gould, but there's shoots.
Oh.
6-5. This game was fucking entertaining, actually.
Yeah, it was.
This was fun. There was the let's get Tino thing.
Yeah, that was good. That was unreal. As soon as he touched the ball, boom!
Yeah.
Some great booing going on.
They're actually going after him.
Yeah.
And then he fucking bitches about Waddell, and Waddell gets five weeks. Did you think that... okay, you don't go for every team. Was that a gouge?
It wasn't a gouge. It was hands on the face.
Yeah.
It's about a week or an $1,800 fine.
We've seen guys fucking blast fucking eyeballs out with their thumbs and knock out 5 weeks.
What George about, Piggins and Malcolm, really?
What about fucking Maguire, that fucking tip rat Queenslander?
Oh, yeah.
He's playing for Saints now. He was fucking finger blasting everyone.
He was like he's organ harvesting.
Yeah. he didn't even get a fucking week for
that
shit.
You've got to check your kidneys when that cunt tackles you.
Corey Waddell just does the fucking, you know, the chloroform hanky kind of move.
Mm.
And he gets 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Because he's, mate, there are different rules.
Oh, yeah.
There are fucking different rules. Like, honestly, he's a nobody.
Someone on the judiciary don't like the Bulldogs.
Like, go back. If that was Luttrell, there's no way he's getting 5 weeks. Not a fucking chance. Come on, man.
Luttrell, I don't like him, though.
All right. If that was fucking Cameron Smith. Yeah. Like, seriously. It's Corey Waddell.
Mate, if it was anyone else.
Yeah. Now, Tevita Pangai, he has actually got a fucking screw loose.
Yeah, he's a mad dog, isn't he? He's fucking mad dog. He's rabid.
But he's very watchable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's
particularly because
so
he's playing in a team that's got no hope of going anywhere, right? See, it doesn't matter if he fucks up a whole lot. Like, if we were a premiership contender, I would be fucking, like, sweating every move that prick makes because he's so unpredictable. Yeah. He's so volatile. He has not met a tackle he doesn't think he can offload from.
Yeah.
No one can put him on the fucking ground. The whole Tino thing, he decides to make that his vendetta.
Yeah.
The Tino thing. What's it really got to do with you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, that's how stupid he is. He's just fucking winding him up and pointing. Yeah. To me, he looks like a fucking suicide bomber. Like, he's got a bomb strapped to him and the opposition is all on an Israeli bus and he's just trying to fucking explode.
Fuck, he's old school crazy.
Yeah.
Now, Mick Potter is doing some good shit here.
Mm.
They're playing football, but I'll tell you the other thing, man. They've got some fucking mongrel back in them.
Yeah.
Like, they're not pussies anymore.
No.
They're into it.
Yeah.
Like, that whole thing of they were up for it and they were enjoying it. He's got a little bit of old school back in him.
Yeah. Well, he is old school.
And he was a fullback, but he played in a very, very, like, that is the Cell Block H Bulldogs team from the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, he was around that 86, 88.
Yeah.
That's when the Bulldogs would consistently win games 4-2.
Yeah,
4-2. That's a Warren Ryan era, man. Like
Ray Carney.
And I was watching him. He's brought back a bit of fucking piss into these guys.
Piss and vinegar.
Yeah, and sometimes now they'll give away the odd penalty, and I'm like, yeah, fuck it, just rip in. Like, they're playing harder.
Yeah.
This Matt Burton kid.
He could be anything in the game.
I'm telling you, he's fucking special. He is the best young player in the game. Young.
Best young player in the game.
Fucking is.
His
mate.
Skill is very
Tell
skillful.
Tell me something he can't do. You could play that kid.
I reckon.
We know he could play 5'8". We know he could play centres. You could play him at lock. He can kick. He can pass. His defence is pretty damn good. No one gets. He's big. So he's pretty like he. Did you see that guy land on his leg on the weekend?
Yeah.
He's pretty tough, man. Like, he's not going to. He doesn't look like he's going to be injury prone.
No.
His kid's
a bit rubbery.
Mate, he's good.
I'll tell you something I reckon he can't do. He's 8x tables.
Yeah.
They're the toughest in the lot, man.
Yeah,
the 8x tables.
Too. I think he's struggled. Like, 7x9, Matt. He'd struggle.
Oh, fuck.
63 ain't coming out straight away.
Oh, yeah. I just got it when you said it.
He's just, Matt's. I mean, the headgear's there for a reason. He's trying to hold in what he ain't got.
Yeah. You can. It's to stop the noise of the little bouncing around.
He's a fucking good player.
He's a very good player.
And he's that running 5'8 we were talking about before. Yeah. He'll take the line. That first try where he ran to the line and put Addo Carr through.
Yeah, brilliant.
What do you think of Addo Carr's first intercept try, the one where he was sweating on it?
Yeah, that was great.
It was great.
Loved it. You could see it coming. You'd see it coming a mile away.
Yeah. I'm made up for all the ones where he's tried to take intercepts and which is about 10 this year.
Mm.
So he scored 3-2 intercepts. Apparently, he got timed, clocked at the fastest pace of an NRL player this year.
Oh, really?
On that second try. He doesn't look as quick as he used to be, but.
Well, that happens, though, doesn't it?
They're clocking him at this. But, mate, just watching Burton.
Yeah, look.
He's a special. And I don't think it's any.
To?
I don't think it's any. Kickout and Reid Marnie. The Reid Marnie.
Fuck, that's. That,
the Reid Marnie one's
prize,
weird,
man.
But right, because Marshall King is playing. He's going to be a gun up at the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He is a good fucking player.
Yeah,
Marshall King
good.
Used to frustrate me because he wouldn't run the ball.
Mm.
He's an excellent player now. Excellent. He laid on a try in this game. He scored a try. He's a good player.
He's good. He's no Michael Leisha.
Why? Now, at halftime.
For that reaction, exactly.
At halftime, Mr. Floyd.
Yeah.
The Bulldogs went to the sheds and they listened to Mick Potter. And the Titans went to the sheds and probably didn't listen to Justin Holbrook because he's a fucking clown.
Yeah.
But Kevin Proctor, one of the club captains, he wasn't playing, but he was in the sheds and went into a cubicle, and he vaped. Now, vaping in a dressing room seems odd.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to vape in the stadium, and he gives a fuck, really.
Yeah.
But then he posted it on Insta.
He filmed it.
He put it on Instagram.
It's like fucking.
And he put a caption, not the halftime vape.
How fucking stupid is a cunt? Or is he some kind of genius? Because did he want to get sacked?
What is it?
Well, he gets sacked, right? Does he get paid out? He can't. No, he doesn't, does
like,
he? He won't get paid out.
Go in the cubicle and vape.
But film it and put it up on fucking Instagram?
You
fucking TikTok, I've always liked this guy. Yeah. I've always liked him. I always thought he played hard, this guy.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he thinking?
He's fucking dumb as two bananas.
Like,
yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, who the
But great. Also great.
Yeah. But it's what we come to expect. But how fucking stupid. It just shows you the maturity level of these players. They're 14-year-olds, right? In gorilla bodies.
Was it last year or the year before his season got cut short because he tried to bite Sean Johnson's...
John Shaunson.
That's the one. He tried to bite... Give it to me one more time.
John Shaunson.
John Shaunson's arm off. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do. He had it down. It was like Jaws. He had it down to the fucking elbow.
Yeah, he
fucking throated that thing.
He thought it was a fucking cherry-flavoured vape. He's trying to
get... Throat pie. He throat pied it.
Dogs have won 5 games this year. They could beat the Knights this week.
Oh, they will beat the Knights.
I hope they do.
Oh, yeah. Matt Burton.
Come on.
Didn't we just sing the praises of the best young player in the fucking game?
I'm besotted with him.
You are besotted.
I am besotted. Oh, Titans news. Who gives a fuck? But it's all coming apart. It's just fucking derailing. So assistant coach Jim Dimmick has walked out in the club this week.
Right. Clogs? Did he go in his own?
One clog, which one was clog. Weird. Just one clog. Got told they weren't renewing his contract. Then he did the Kevin Proctor, just sucked on a vape, said fuck his all and walked.
Good on him.
Probably be back at the Dogs next year.
Yeah, he's all right. I don't mind him.
Great player.
All right.
Saying that this week's viewing is the early 90s movie Singles based on the Seattle music scene.
Yeah.
Bit of romantic comedy in there. Bit of Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Mudhoney, Alice in Chains. Enjoy.
Yeah.
That's our gift to you. Now, Sunday afternoon, Mr. Floyd. I love a Sunday afternoon. I like to...
I love it.
...drink some red wine. It goes to my head. And I had some errands to run.
I like sucking down DMT from a fucking beaker.
See, because each to his own.
Exactly.
That's what we do here.
Where's my jersey?
Fucking DMT round.
Yeah. Where's DMT round? Where's my fucking jersey?
Where's my...
I'm underrepresented.
Where's my just stare cunts out for no reason jersey?
Where's the fucking Lebanese psychonaut round?
Where's potato round?
Where's potato round? Fuck, I'd love potato round.
Oh, actually. Corey Hillsbrough would be all over that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we'd have to fucking...
That's busted sausage
we'd
round.
We'd have to come around like the Madonna doing that.
That'd be unreal.
Fucking stick money on him.
I'd watch the shit out of that. Chip
anyway,
on a stick.
So you're a chip on a stick, Hillsbrough. nothing to do with this game. So... I had to drive around is the point.
Yeah.
And I missed the second half because I'm listening to an ABC radio. And Tigers are winning the whole fucking game.
Yep.
And then tractors come back. And then the Tigers are doing all these short kickoffs and stupid shit with 7 or 8 minutes to go. And I'm like, they just don't know how to win a game, these pricks. I'm just listening. They can't win. And then they get in front.
Mm.
And then this fucking Kyle Felch incident. Which the ABC commentator just screaming into the microphone. So I haven't seen it yet, right, at this point. And he's just screaming. I respect this guy. Just fucking.
I love him.
This is Sunday afternoon larceny. Sunday afternoon larceny. It's yeah. just, he's like, this is not the game I grew up watching. This is just, he was straight on it, you know?
Yeah.
So he didn't wait for someone else to tell him what his opinion was. It wasn't Andrew Moore, some other dude. But anyway, I respected that he yeah. just had a, he had a, he had a fucking take straight yeah, away.
Straight
he's
away.
Like, this is some bullshit. Now, before we get to the incident, can I remind you of something?
Round four.
The Tractors, Cowboys to some, lose to the Roosters. And they'd lost most of their games up to this point. Remember, they were still yeah. shit early in the year. Yep. And they were shit last year. And the Warlock, Peyton, backs up statements by Holbrook, the elf, from the Titans, that the big teams get all the tight calls.
Oh, shit.
Now, we fast forward through a bit. And he actually said, quote, teams that have been up the pointy end of the comp for a while get the benefit of the doubt. Now, we fast forward, and now the Tractors are coming second.
Yep.
They've got all these Origin players.
So
they're a team on the up. They're a fucking premiership threat, yep. and now they're getting the calls.
Is it life imitating art? Is he an oracle?
It's just bullshit around. That's what this is.
It was fucked, man. I was watching it.
Fucking horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've
It was
got,
worse than, as I said, sorry.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen it. When I saw it, it was worse than I thought.
Yeah.
Despite what the guys on the radio were saying, it was fucking worse than I thought.
I watched it live, and I was cheering because Dewey scored. Dewey had a fucking great game, yep. and he was repping.
But
he was
repping. His kicking actually lost him the game.
Yeah.
His goal kicking.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Apart from that, great
But he
game.
Was representing for you know, Sammy Hagar and
Tiny Tim,
you know, he's representing the Lebanese community.
What a great trio. That'd be the best law firm ever. Dewey, Hagar, and Tim.
I'll get it, man. For all your shifty needs.
You pay up front, motherfucker.
Yeah. Pay up front. And I just thought, this is great. And we've got, you know, we know a few Tigers fans. And oh, I was quite happy for them that this, in the last minute, that the Tigers were ahead. And then what happened?
They got reamed.
The absolute fucking most utter debacle of, the greatest debacle I've seen in rugby league history. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, when the Raiders and the Roosters in the grand final, that six again call.
Yep.
Okay. That was really up there.
Yep.
But this thing was at fucking 0 seconds.
If it was reversed and the Tigers were kicking off, is this a penalty?
Well, not according to the Warlock, is it?
I don't think it is. I honestly don't think it is. I don't think it is. Thing is, it wasn't even the kind of penalty where the crowd is screaming for it. Like, it was just fucking nothing.
Yeah.
It was just complete bullshit. Kyle Felch, you motherfucker.
Yeah, he just ran fucking, hit someone and just fucking threw up his arms and fell on the ground. What this has done is made the Tractors villains now.
Yes.
Which a lot of people were actually, you know, because they're back up, a lot of people were thinking, oh, I don't mind them. But now
it looks like
fucking
the fix is in.
Yeah.
Looks like they just want them there, right?
Yeah.
Let's get those Queensland teams. Because Queensland's had such a dry run the last few years. The Broncos and the Tractors have both sucked ass.
Yeah.
And I think they want them up there in the finals, right?
Yeah, of course. And they will be up there, but I look forward to knocking them out.
So that goes back to the whole thing about, you know, do the shit teams, you know, lose the tight calls? They're expendable.
Yeah.
Especially this time of the year. Tigers.
That was their game, man. And they should have won it. And they've got a big fan base.
They played well. Like, the coaches were all out with COVID. They went up there with Kalis and whoever, as you know, their stand-in coaches. They could have rolled. That's the kind of game they could have rolled over and lost by 50.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
Up there in Townsville, yeah. Sunday night. You know, one team's got everything to play for. One team's got jack shit to play for.
Mm.
And they fucking ripped. Dane Laurie, that's the best game I've ever seen him play.
Yeah,
man,
100%.
He was fucking killing it.
He was fucking good, wasn't he?
Yeah, gee. And on the flip side, your boy Bevilacqua, Drinkwater.
Bevilacqua.
Mistake machine.
Yeah,
like, just he's got to tone it down a bit.
Yeah,
he wants to. He wants to do that highlight play every play.
Yeah.
When it comes off, it looks great. But shit, the amount of turnovers he calls in this game, he was keeping Tigers in this game.
Would it be too far to call him a premature ejaculator? Would that be too much, allegedly? In my experience, people that try hard like that generally are premature ejaculators.
Do you think he drives an overly large vehicle?
I think he drives a fucking Humvee.
Now, there's a round. Premature ejaculators round.
Oh, fuck. Well, finally we get some representation.
Oh, we're talking about things just blowing off at inappropriate times. I'm fucking done with stupid fireworks at the start of games. And then they're playing, suddenly we're playing in Loch Ness for the first 3 minutes.
It can't be good for you. As a player.
Was it the Panthers?
It was the Broncos game.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think it was also at a Panthers-Sharks game. It's like, where the fuck are... And then they literally kick off into this smoky haze. Mm. This will be the next thing. Fireworks gate. They'll kick off into this haze and the bloke won't be able to catch the fucking ball. They're so B-grade. Is anyone... Like, is there a four-year-old kid sitting at this game going, ooh, they're shit.
Yeah.
They're absolute... Just stop it.
The sparklers.
Stop it with the sparklers. Yeah. I'm done.
Done. He's done.
I'd rather have a fucking line of premature ejaculators as the players run out for PE round.
PE round. Premature. And that goes for women too.
Yes,
premature
indeed.
Ejaculating women.
Because we're inclusive.
Yeah,
we include everyone. 100%. You can fucking ejaculate any fashion you wish.
Yep. Well, hopefully not from the back, but you know.
I ever told you.
Okay.
Years ago. Long time ago, we went to an Indian restaurant in Piemont. It's like Spearmint. We brought a very large Macedonian friend of ours. He's a big fella. He's a very Macedonian gentleman.
Right.
You think I'm meat and potatoes. This guy's
I'm picturing Borat.
Yeah. And he'd never had Indian before.
I like where this is going.
And he got in there. He's a big eater. And he started, and he's like, oh, my God.
Loved it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the best. Now, I'm going to say right now, I never went back to this restaurant after this fucking night. And I used to go there all the time. So he's just eating, like, enough for four.
Oh, shit.
And we're there at the end of the night, and he's still fucking eating. And everyone's gone. I'm like, we'll be out of here soon, boys, you know. And anyway, so we get up to leave. And, they, you know, it's at that point when they literally close the door and lock it behind us.
Yeah.
And we have taken three steps, and he looks at us and he goes, boys, my gut, I'm going to fucking shit myself. The Indian. This guy had the Ganges, including a couple of women beating fucking someone's jeans on rocks in his gut. Like we could hear it.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you reckon I'll let me back in? So he's knocking on the door because he just needs to take an immediate emergency podcast shit.
Volcanic eruption through the sphincter.
They let him back in, which... is a decision I think they would have regretted.
Yeah, right.
So his story is he goes through the bathroom very, very quickly. He's like, we can see him as he's going through the door. He's already undoing his pants. It's fucking there, right? Yeah. This thing's out in there. Yep. And he's in there for quite some time. And he comes out and we're like, Dave, what happened? And he goes, well, I got there and I just got the pants down and I'm in the crouch position but not down to the bowl yet. Yeah. And it just fucking came out.
Oh, jettisoned.
And just jettisoned onto the back wall. And he goes, I don't know what I was thinking, but it was just like a reflex, so I tried to catch it. And he goes, so now they've got like a fucking cave painting on their wall with my hand on it.
Fucking hell.
And then he just left.
No tip? I mean, that might be a tip situation.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Well, having come off.
How did we get to that?
Premature ejaculate around, and then we went around to ejaculating from the back.
Thank you.
I had my colonoscopy this week.
Congratulations.
And there's a part of it is the prep, right? And so on the Saturday, you eat white food. So it's just like rice and chicken breast and white bread, that sort of thing. Then on Sunday, it's a liquid diet, and they give you this stuff called pico prep and glyco prep. Now, these two preps are made that you drink, and you just they make you shit. They go through like a fucking purple-headed womb broom, mate, straight through you.
Jesus.
And I thought I was doing okay. I thought, oh, this isn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a rumbling and a knocking that I couldn't ignore. And I thought, no, you know what? My lovely wife's sitting on the lounge. There's a toilet behind us. I don't want her to hear this.
Mm.
So I foolishly decided to make the trek upstairs. And I got into the bathroom. I got my fucking pants down. And it's fucking jetted onto the floor before I got into the dunny. It's this fucking orange jet of fucking exorcist vomit.
Been in the stairs because then within that rice terraces trickle down the stairs.
But I had no control over it. It was not like I was pushing. It was not like I felt anything coming out. It just shut out.
Like someone was inside there pushing it.
Anyway. But all things went well. So thanks for asking. For those of you who did ask, all things went well.
Ask Jettison round.
So, well, where to from here, NRL?
I'd like every week to be a particular round.
Yeah?
All of them.
And I'd probably like no fucking particular round. And it's women in league round.
It is. Listeners, if there's any left, we would love you to put in some suggestions.
What round would you like?
For various rounds.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear your
We got NRL. Premature ejaculator round. Glory hole round, I think, could be fantastic. You know.
How couldn't it be?
Instead of the face painting and the fucking bouncy castle, just have a rack of fucking... A rack. You just have one big wall with fucking 10 holes cut in it. And people can stick their dicks through and then whoever wants to suck it on the other side gets to suck it.
Get rid of fireworks, but have bung around. As bung they run around. Out, you just throw bungers at them.
Yep. Carry round.
Joey Chestnut round. You have to eat 20 hot dogs before you can take the field to play.
Oh, Jesus. Hey. That's something.
We got to talk about Joey Chestnut in depth at some point.
Okay.
Now's not the time. Man, he's in the Pantheon sporting greats.
Is he?
Mate, this guy's...
How many is he eating?
Fuck, every year he gets more.
60, isn't it?
Yeah.
60 hot dogs. He's cunt knocks down. What is he, a fucking pelican?
I mean, the name, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He's not even big.
No.
Fucking amazing. Googling.
Yes, chest and nut. Okay, thanks for listening.
Cheers.
We might be around next week. Who knows?
Who knows?
Well, we fucking don't know. We make no promises here, right?
Yeah.
What we do make is decent love.
Thank you.
Not to each other, obviously.
Not this week.
No. No, this is a bye round. My missus has declared bye round.